Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hi, everyone. This is Issa Teese. Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. I was just listening to some music, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol. And as I was listening to that song, one of the lines is, I want to ask the world to dance. I'm here asking you if you'd like to dance. I'm here doing these podcasts because I would love to engage with you. There's many things that we can share together. And one of the things that I would like to share is that we are all coming together now and sharing each with each other the ideas and the things that we've all had going on in our lives so we can support each other and really winning in life, really feeling success, really feeling like that we're gotten and that what we're doing is mattering, not just mattering to our financial success, but matter to ourselves, matter to our families and to each other. So you might even be wondering, well, who is this Issa Teese person? Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm actually a family nurse practitioner. I've been in medicine for a lot of years. And I got into medicine because my father was in medicine and my mother was in medicine. And I really enjoyed working with people and helping people. And after a lot of years, I reached a place where it's like, okay, I'm a little burned out in this whole thing because you really get a lot of negativity when you're in medicine because people come to you and they don't feel good. So you just don't always hear the most uplifting things. So what I did is I took a little respite and I went off into real estate and I worked for Coldwell Banker and I became a multi-million dollar producer there. And it was during that time that I had a very serious car accident. And after that car accident, my life really changed. And things about making money as my highest priority really shifted to really knowing who am I and how does this world work. It's, you know, I went into this real deep philosophical pattern or a portion of my life. And what I've found is that winning on the inside means that you have to know yourself. You have to really know how you work internally. We have to understand how humankind really functions. We have to understand the personality and the ego. And when we do that, we are much better at interacting with people. Our relationships are better. Our business is way more successful when we understand how people work and we understand how we work and we understand how we interact and we interchange with people based on what we have going on inside of ourselves. And that was a big aha for me. And my life kind of evolved on from there. And I ended up doing a radio show for a couple of years and I wrote a couple of books and I've just done a lot of different kinds of things. And one of the things that I have done with great fervor is I have studied the human mind. I have studied the human personality, the ego, and the way we do all function. And I am here as many times as I am here to share with you the little tidbits of information that I have acquired, the wisdom that I have experienced, and also that I have learned. And I'd like to share that with you because I didn't really have anyone give me this insight. And so I did a lot of things the really hard way. And if I can shortcut some of this for you, I am so on that. If there's anything that I've experienced that might save you from one more smashing your face up against the window, then yippee for that. And if not, it's just kind of fun being here with you anyway. So these podcasts are going to be about how we be in our business, how we be in our relationships with each other, how we be in relationship with ourselves, and how we can make our life a more profound experience. And that means that mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we all interact. So it's not just about the money that we acquire as an outside result. It's about how do we get that outside result to be what it is that we've got going on internally? Because what you've got going on inside is going to be directly related to what you've got going on outside. So there's a concept of winning that is important because the personality loves the feeling that it wins. It likes that success feeling. It likes that yes feeling when it does something and accomplishes whatever it is that it was out to accomplish. And when we start to recognize what we can do to support that part of ourselves, then we will acquire results that feel more profound. But I've also learned that what is important is knowing what it is that the mind does, all the mind chatter that goes on. So as we cover all aspects of life here, we're going to learn all the little tidbits. Some of them are really big chunks that can make a very, very, very significant change in your life. The key will be taking them, learning them, and evolving them into something that is really usable in your life on a day-to-day basis. So before I go on, you may hear me mentioning my husband. His name's Raphael, and he's what he calls a recovering attorney, and he's been a businessman for a long time. He's a tremendous support and a great partner, and we do what it is that we do together. I happen to be the mouthpiece, but he does so much behind the scenes to help me come together and help me stay clearer and able to focus on what it is that all of you might be interested in hearing. So I'm in great appreciation and great love for him, and maybe he'll be on some of these podcasts that we do. So I kind of mentioned why we're doing this winning on the inside and out, because when we win internally, when we have a sense of peace internally, when we have a sense of success internally, when we feel like we're worth it, when we feel like life is worth living and we are excited about that, then what occurs is our outer world is going to reflect that in a very, very significant way. And everything we do in life has a purpose to it. Now, we may or may not be conscious of that. We may not be really aware that everything we do for a payoff. We live here as human beings on the pleasure-pain principle. That means that pretty much everything we do is moving away from pain and moving more towards pleasure, where we are working toward getting something that will make us feel good. We strive to feel good. That's even why we use the word winning, because it makes us feel good. If you take a moment and you do a little introspection for a moment, you start to realize that really what occurs is that you're doing what you're doing because it makes you feel good. That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, when you get that, then you can do it with more passion, more enthusiasm, more excitement. Well, the why or the purpose of me doing what it is that I do and what Raphael and I do is because we are very, very passionate about doing something called the Free World Tour. And at this moment, we have a working title called The Gift of Life. And what this means is that we are committed to acquiring the great icons in the world, the financial icons, the success coaches and icons of the world, the people that have tremendous stories and have tremendous experience and the pearls of wisdom that they learned. And they are going to go out there and share what it is that they have learned and what they have acquired that will help really shortcut so many other people's pathways in life. And we want to do that for free. I have a lot to share as well, and I would love to be out there and provide this all over the world to people for free. So our why is quite profound for us, and we've created a nonprofit organization called Manifested Dreams, and that is something that we'll talk about more perhaps on other podcasts. But for now, suffice it to say that we are going to have one heck of a great time together. We're going to do things that maybe you never even thought of doing, and maybe some of the stuff you've already heard of. But we're going to venture off to unknown territories. And one thing I promise you is that I'm not going to just sit here and make up stuff that is the regular old routine. Some of it might sound like that to you, but some of it is really going to perhaps take you a little bit out of your comfort zone. Because what I've learned is that we are not going to grow unless we stretch. So if you're sitting there expecting to just sit back and cruise and expect everything to come to your way, well, think again, because life really responds to those that are willing to push up against the wall, for those that are willing to expand out beyond their comfort zone, for those that are willing to be present and accountable, for those that are willing to be so aware that they know what they're doing and they know where they're going. If you want pristine results, you must be a pristine being, person. And you're going to have to really, really be conscious of who you are. Now, if that's not something that you're interested in doing, these shows will probably, you know, push your buttons a little bit. That's okay. Come and get your buttons pushed. Why not? Because what else do you have to do if you're just sitting around anyway? You might as well come and do something that's really profound. So what I want you to do is I want you to consider what it is that you would like in your life right now. Just take a moment. Assess internally what is it that's important to you. Notice where your mind is going. And if you've got a paper and pen, write it down. And if you don't have a paper and pen with you right now, perhaps you're in the car or somewhere, then when you get home, do this. Listen to this again and do this exercise. Write down what you feel is important to you right now, the things that you would like to accomplish or the things that you would like to have. And off to the right of that, I'd like you to just do a little grading scale, 1 to 10. 10 means, yeah, I am totally committed and I'm not going to leave this planet until I get this accomplished. And a 1 is, if I get it, that's great. If I don't, I don't really want to work that hard for it, whatever. So you pick that number, 1 to 10. Because this is going to really, really help you discover how committed you are to make a difference in your life. This work, what it is that I do, is about really making a difference in your life. It's about making significant change. This is a no games, no bull pucky kind of situation. This is for those that have had it, been there, done that, all done, no longer interested in continuing my particular pathway of struggle and having things not be so easy. Well, we're the ones who have got to step up to the plate if we want it to be different. So if you're on board with that, yippee, come on, let's go together. You're going to love what we do. And if you're not, that's cool. Maybe another time. So you've got your list. At least you've got the start of a list. You've sat there and you've graded it. And now what I'd like you to do is look at how absolutely unwavering you are, truly. Reassess. Because a 10 means I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone. I'm willing to look at things that don't feel good. I'm willing to make change. I'm willing to stop using my excuses as my reasons for being. I'm going to pull out all the rugs from underneath myself and stop playing the game of innocent victim, or I can't, or I won't. That you're going to find that part of you and you're going to plow through even when it's hard, and you're going to stay present to that until you get to the other side. That's where the masters go. That's where the masters win. That's how you win on the inside out. Now, maybe I'm painting this picture like it's got to be this really big traumatic thing, and I'm not really saying that at all. But what I am saying is that you're going to have to step up and be present in your life if you want the change. This is not for me. This is not for your mother. This is not for your father. Oh, let me tell you, you've got programs running around that. Most people do. But ultimately, it's about you and who you choose to be and who you choose to show up as on this planet in this point in time. So between now and the next time we speak, I invite you, spend a little time on this list. And also take a little moment and go to the website, our website, www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Over on the right-hand side, there's a little box there, and it's a free quick start guide that you can click there. This quick start guide to changing your life will give you a little bit more for you to be able to do. It is quick. It's not going to take you a long period of time, but it can be very, very impactful. I want to invite you to engage today, to absolutely use today as the new day that you make an agreement with yourself to create the new you. The new you is upon you. A whiteboard is here. You have a little baggage in the background because every single one of us does. There is no one that doesn't. But we're going to cover tools and experiences and ideas and exercises and information and wisdom that will help you dissolve those, shortcut them, and put you ahead of the game. So everywhere you are, you win. Everywhere you are, you find you and who you really are and what you're really capable of doing. Are you ready? Buckle up. I look forward to the next time that we get to be together, and we'll take it to the next level. Remember, go to the website, www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Make it an awesome whatever, and we'll meet again.